From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Victor Beatty reporting. The opposition Syrian Democratic Forces have launched an operation to recapture areas north of Raqqa, the Syrian de facto capital of Islamic State. A senior SDF commander told VOA his forces, including Kurdish YPG armored units, are advancing from three directions. Russia's foreign minister Sergei Lavrov, during a visit to Uzbekistan, said Moscow is prepared to coordinate efforts with the Kurds and U.S.-led coalition to liberate Raqqa. But Pentagon spokesman Colonel Steve Warren rejected that idea. In Washington, U.S. spokesman Mark Toner spoke of ongoing U.S. support of the SDF.
We do continue to work and support the efforts of the Syrian Democratic Forces to retake territory from Daesh and further isolate its transportation, communications, supply routes into Raqqa in order to really choke off their hold on that city.
Toner said U.S. priorities are twofold: destroy the Islamic State and end the five-year conflict by putting in place a cessation of hostilities and jump-starting a political process leading to a transition. The U.S. envoy to the Great Lakes region of Africa told VOA Tuesday the first round of talks to end Burundi's political crisis was a positive step forward.
And I think a lot of credit goes to the facilitator, former President Nkapa, for being able to get the government to come to the table, some of the opposition to come to the table, and make a very public commitment to continue hearing from all of those who were not present. He's really set a tone of listening to all sides and has put the substance of the talks ahead of the pomp and circumstance of the talks.
U.S. Special Envoy to the Great Lakes region, Tom Perriello. The first round lasted 4 days in the northern Tanzanian city Arusha. The talks aimed at ending protests and violence surrounding the controversial decision a year ago by President Pierre Nkurunziza to seek a third term. This is VOA News.